Hello, friends. Welcome to Level Up with Debbie Neal. I am your host. There is nowhere I would rather be than right here, right now, with you. This podcast is all about leveling up in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Together, we are leveling up. You ready? Hello, my Level Up family. I love you, and I love this time that we have together. We truly are on a journey to level up. We're here to become more, and there is so much more involved in that. Like, it really is a never-ending journey. It's a journey of self-discovery, a journey of developing skills, a journey of setting goals, a journey of navigating through the hard, learning in the valleys. We've also heard the term fake it until you make it. And so I'm not a real big fan of that term. I do, however, love act as if. So meaning act as if you already had or you've already become what you desire. That's how you create that in your life. So if you haven't thought about it lately, what is it that you want to become? What is the next level of you? How are you showing up today? Are you showing up like the current you? Like, so maybe whatever your income reflects, whatever your job title reflects, wherever your relationship status is, like, are you, and if you're not thrilled with it, like, are you showing up that person, living in that energy, living in that space? Or are you showing up like the future you, the person who has an abundant business, the healthiest version of you, the wealthiest version of you? Are you showing up like the future you? Because we create our life. We know that our vibe attracts our tribe. If you walk around defeated, there isn't any room for the new you to show up. And so what I'm going to go over today that you might be able to connect with, right? I'm going to go over some things today that my goal is that you connect with them, okay? So the goal is that one or more of these are going to resonate with you. And the goal is you are going to become aware of how you're showing up and make a change. It starts with creating a vision of you that God created you to be. A version of you that is abundant, limitless. Like, that's the way we were created. You need to get really real with yourself. You need to dig deep. What is shouting louder at you when you look in the mirror, when you think? What's shouting louder, your limits or your potential? And this is why vision is so important. You won't move past it till you can see past it. So if you don't see yourself winning, if you don't see yourself in an amazing relationship, if you don't see yourself at the top of your success ladder, you're not going to move past it. Without a vision of the person we want to become, we will settle. And let me tell you, friends, comfortable is a dangerous, dangerous place to be. You have to catch a vision of you that will propel you forward and start showing up like that version of you. That's how you change. That's how you become who you're meant to be in this world. That's how you live out your God-given potential, okay? So I'm going to go over a few persons, okay? And if this resonates with you and you want to become a person of generosity, a loving person, all these things that I'm going to go over, like, we need to start living that today, showing up that way today. So the first we're going to talk about is a generous person, okay? A person that gives, a person that is abundant, okay? So too often we think we need to be making a lot of money to be generous. You don't need to make a lot of money to be a good tipper, okay? You know, are you somebody, and I learned this from the past president of my company that I'm aligned with, Rita Davenport, okay? I was a grown adult, and she basically said, like, you do not go to a hotel ever without tipping people. And I'd like to think I tipped, but I don't think I made like a conscious effort. So, like, let's say I'm going away to an all-inclusive place, and sometimes you don't really need cash for that. I'm also not in a cash business, so I'm never walking around with any type of cash. I'll go and make sure that I have $10 a day to leave in my room with a note, thank you, I'm grateful for you. Like, and so I want this to be your voice too. I don't care where you're going. If you're staying in a hotel room, do not wake up in the morning and leave that hotel room without leaving a tip. And sometimes we think, we pay, you know, whatever you call it, hotel tax and all. Okay. We pay gratuity. Okay. But that you can be generous. You could leave $2. You could leave $3. You could leave $5. You could leave $10. You could leave a note that says, thank you. I appreciate you. You could be that generous person today. Because here's my thing. If you're staying in a hotel, you can afford to leave $5 a day. You can. It's just becoming that person. It's making conscious decisions to become that person. So you do not need to make a lot of money to be generous. It's actually the opposite way around. Start now. Be giving. Be generous. Show up like you're the most generous person. Like if you're, first of all, I don't do 15% on a tip. I don't. I'm absolutely a 20% tipper. And it's not because I'm successful at what I do. You guys think about the difference between 15 to 20%. At the end of the day, it's so small. And let's just say it, I don't know, 20% is $12. I'll still leave $15 at least. It's those extra $3. It's not going to make or break me. So it's more than 20%. Or maybe I'd round it up, but I'm never going to round it down. I'm never, ever, ever, even if it's terrible service, I'm not going to round it down because I am a generous person. Okay. So what would it look like for you to be a generous person? What would you do? It's not only money. Like, be really generous with your time. Be generous with your compliments. Like, you know, your words of affirmations and love, and you look amazing today, and you look beautiful today, whatever it is, be really generous with your compliments. Be generous with making a difference in the lives of other people. Just be generous. Make it a point to give it daily. It feels amazing when you give. When you give, it evokes a feeling of abundance. And in order to become a generous person, it starts now. Like average people say, when I make more, I'll be generous. No, you won't. If you're cheap now, you're going to be cheap all the time. Like cheapness, I mean, to me, like it's just not a good quality. It's just not. Okay. Be generous. Be giving. Be that person today. Do little things for people. Like, I don't know. Somebody could say, like, if somebody does something, if I were to do something for them, and let's say it's, I don't know, $10, $11, $20, most of the time I'm like, I'm not taking that money. Like, just take it, enjoy it. Like, that exchange of monetary stuff, I just want to be generous. And sometimes you think, okay, I do want to make enough money so I could afford to be generous, but it's the little things that go a long way. And by the way, chances are you're not going to make more if you don't figure out how to decide to be generous right now, because it's a law of abundance. It's a law of attraction. When we aren't generous, most of the time it's because we're feeling lack. We feel scarcity. And guess what? That's when we attract more of that into our lives, into our bank accounts. If you have a goal to be a generous person, I'm calling on you to show up that way right now. It might take you some time to feel generous. Being generous isn't authentic until we feel joy when we give. Like if you're like, I'm going to leave $5 for the hotel room because Debbie Neal told me that I should, that's not going to evoke a good feeling. But if you're like, wow, that really feels good. Like an amazing note that just says, thank you. Like, I appreciate you. It gives off that whole feeling of generosity and abundance and love. It's all about the energy behind every single thing that we do. If we do things because we have to, if we say something because we feel like it's expected, if we do gestures because, again, it's out of obligation, it really doesn't feel good. And the person receiving it knows it's out of obligations, okay? So are you generous with your words? Do you compliment people regularly? Think of ways every single day to be generous and show up like that person today. Okay, next we're going to talk about a loving person. Like I love it. You guys, I love this. Like give love. Love, be love. Focus on love. Love is the most important and the most powerful force that exists. It's like the antidote for everything. Like the only reason there's hate is because there's not enough love. The only reason there's lack is because there's not enough love. The only reason there's negativity is because there's not enough love. The only reasons why there's just so many separations in life is because there's just not enough love. It's everything. When things aren't good, it's simply a lack of love. We have one go around. And words are meaningless without action. We can say we love you, but can people feel it? We talk about gratitude journals all the time, But what about a love journal? Like, what do you love about your life? What do you love about your person? What do you love about your family? What do you love about your business? What do you love about your home? What do you love about your body? You know, if your goal is to be a more loving person, start today. Be loving. Just be loving. Just focus on love. Talk about love. Hug more. Hug. You know, hugging is like, it evokes such happiness. Show love. Be affectionate. You know, people say to them, I'm just not an affectionate person. Really? Then why don't you try becoming affectionate? Or maybe you're with the wrong person if you're talking about a relationship, because you should be affectionate. You should be affectionate with your family. You should be affectionate with your friends. You should be affectionate with the person you're with. Be affectionate. You might be like, why are you saying you should be? I don't have to be. No, you don't have to be, but you're listening to my podcast, so I get to say what I want on here, okay? You could take it or leave it. But being affectionate makes a really big difference. You cannot overuse the term, I love you. You can't. Actually, your goal should be to attempt to overuse the term, I love you. And if you love someone, say it. Say it as often as you can, before you hang up, when you wake up, in a text. And some people are like, oh, it's using it too often. It loses the meaning. I don't think so. I think it strengthens the meaning. The meaning. Before you go to sleep, overuse it. You know, there's this song called Love Like Crazy. It's one of my favorite songs. It's by Lee Bryce. I'm not going to sing for you guys because I have no singing talent. Sometimes in the shower, I believe that I do, but I don't. But I want you to listen to it today. Don't assume someone knows that you love them. Never, ever, ever take love for granted. Never get too comfortable in any relationship that you don't say it and show it as often as you can. And my friends, that could go for our business. Like, right? A lot of you listen to this podcast to level up your level of success. Okay. And I can tell you this, one of the reasons that I have loved what I do for the last almost 18 years is because I focus on what I love about it. I focus on falling in love with my business, with my company, with my team all the time, because it's that keeps that connection with me, okay? And so you never want to get too comfortable in any relationship, business being included. And if this has happened to you, right, up to this point, or if it hasn't been you, I should say, like you haven't been a loving person or you want to be more loving, take steps daily. Stop telling yourself the story that it's hard to express yourself. Start telling yourself the story that I love to express myself. It's so easy to tell people that I love them. And that might not even be your truth today, but you're affirming it out there. You're affirming it into the universe. It's also hard to lose someone because you don't show how you feel. So choose your hard. It's hard. You could say the one story, it's hard to express my feelings. But when somebody walks out the door because they're supposed to know every day that you love them, instead of literally, it should be like, I love you. Like, I love you. And I really can't breathe without you. Or I love my business. And I'd be, not that I'd be lost without my business, but that level of love that like, I love this. I get to build this every single day. Choose your hard. So I believe you should love like you could lose someone tomorrow. That's your plan to not lose them. And too often we wait until our back is up against the wall. Be loving. It's the best thing in the world. Make someone feel loved. Changes lives. Show up like that person today, because we know this, but tomorrow isn't promised. And we all waste so much time. We assume we can say it later. We assume people know. We assume our life away. If your goal is to be a loving person, be that person right now. Take the step. Every step is getting you closer. So next person, a disciplined person. And discipline, we talk about probably on every podcast, because you can't level up in any single thing in life without discipline. So discipline is a process that starts right now. Live in your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Be impeccable with your word. If your goal is to grow your business, do things to move the needle forward every single day. Pick up the phone. Schedule the activity. Have the conversations. If it's your health, take a walk, move your body, eat whole foods, whatever area in your life that you want to grow, show up like the disciplined version of you today. It's time to become new you, the better you. Stop putting off your greatness. Stop telling yourself that you lack discipline. Just be disciplined. Starting today, little steps become really big. Like all of a sudden it's like, wow, how did I get here? Because I took a step every single day. And then those steps compound over time. The next person we're going to talk about is a committed person. A committed person. Commitment is doing what you said you were going to do long after the feeling you said it in has passed. Most people, and again, when I say most people, I want you guys to know you're not most people. Okay, you're listening to a Level Up podcast, but most people make big declarations in the moment of excitement. Stay committed when you don't feel like it. That's also tied to discipline that we just talked about. When you work on becoming the next version of you in one area, you're going to see that you're developing many of these areas at the very same time, because how we do anything is how we do everything. So show up like the committed person you want to become. Be committed to your business. Be committed to your physical and your mental health. Be committed to your word. Be committed to your actions. Be committed to your goals. Be committed to your decisions. Stand in your words. That's how you build trust. That's how you build confidence. That's how you build influence. People follow commitment. So if you're looking to grow a business, become a leader, build a team, become a committed person, nobody's following somebody who's in and out. Everybody has life. I got to tell you, everybody has life. When life is not happening, we're no longer on this planet, okay? It's not okay to do the hokey pokey. And then think you're going to level up. You're not. People are one toe in. I'm here. I have life. I'm going to put my success on the back burner. I'm going to put my business on the back burner. Be committed. You can have a life, whether that's great things or unfortunately not so great things from time to time, and also be committed to live in your word. A positive person. This is such a big one. Speak of what you want. Speak of your future self. Speak of only positive. This is a skill that does take a lot of discipline and commitment. Again, all tied in. You need to have discipline to actually watch your words, to watch what comes out of your mouth. Find the good in everything. Make gratitude lists daily. See the world through a new lens. Be the interruption in a negative conversation. Be the light. Be the positive energy. Become that person today. What if today, this is such a morbid thought, but what if today was your last day? What would you do? What do you love? Find things in your life to be positive about, because positivity is a choice. And I'll say this a million times, if you're hanging around negativity in your life, if you're hanging out with people that are complaining about work, complaining about money, complaining about their relationships, complaining about others, don't expect to become a positive person. We are the sum of the five people we hang around with the most. That's the law of association. You're not going to be the one that, oh, I hear this all the time. I can hang out with them. I don't absorb it. Yeah, you do. You do. That's like saying I'm going to go in a room that's totally filled with five people smoking, but I don't smoke, so I'm not going to come out and stink. You stink. Okay. So if you want to be a positive person and the people around you aren't, be the difference in the conversation. Force them to level up or find a new circle, because negativity is very contagious. But on the flip side, positivity is very contagious. So what are you spreading? If you only speak positive, trust me, people will feel uncomfortable in your presence to be negative around you. People feel uncomfortable to be negative around me. Now, I'm not talking about friends feel very comfortable to, sometimes we just need to, we're stressed or we have a bad day or there's something happening in our relationship or our family. That's not negativity, okay? It's very just between negativity and, oh my gosh, I have something to work through, right? And it doesn't mean that I'm always elated. I've got stuff also. I've got life and I have real things, but I don't live there. I don't focus on them. I regroup and I come back to being positive, and I refuse to speak of the negative. You have the ability to start moving and becoming a positive person right now. Next, a wealthy person. So you could listen and be like, well, I'm going to be a wealthy person when I'm a wealthy person. Like, if I don't have money, I'm not wealthy. So what is she talking about? I can't just be a wealthy person. Sure, you can. Build your relationship about money right now. Like, you're going to become wealthy as a byproduct of somebody who believes they're worthy of wealth, who focuses on wealth, who shows up like a wealthy person. You cannot show up with a 5-cent habit and expect to be wealthy. You can't become a wealthy person and be lazy, right? So don't Be assertive. Be a go-getter. Be the hardest working person. Be that person that thinks abundantly, that focuses on travel, and has goals, right? Like, if you're going to become a wealthy person, if you set a goal that it's not even an option not to meet, okay? So build your relationship about money. Speak about money with love. Money's energy. It's a currency, okay? And so we have the ability to attract it into our lives, or we have the ability to repel it. You cannot become wealthy. You can't become a wealthy person having a lack mentality. How would you act if you were wealthy? Like, have you ever thought about what that would feel like? What would you do? Because here's the thing. Would you be generous? Goes back to one of the things we talked about, that be generous now. Focus on being wealthy now. Act that way now. Speak about wealth. Work like you're wealthy. Visualize wealth. Journal about wealth. Know that it's already yours. Affirm wealth. Believe you are worthy. These are the things that you want to do daily. You don't just wake up and become wealthy. It's just not going to happen unless you win the lottery. And I'm going to tell you this, chances are you're going to lose it. There's a statistic out there that like 9 out of 10 people that win the lottery lose every single thing and more because they didn't have the qualities and they weren't the person to hold on to the wealth. They didn't believe they were worthy of the wealth. So it all starts in your mind. You must see it. You must feel it. You must believe it. You must become it. I showed up like a top income earner long before I was. I spoke about it. I showed up early. I took ownership. I talked about it as if it was a fact. So you need to like start taking steps to become that wealthy person today. An honest person. Be honest. Be a person of integrity. We could all do that today. You can do that right now because clear is kind. And that means being honest with yourself as well as others. Being trustworthy is huge. Trust is a privilege. If your goal is to be an honest person, be honest starting right now. Be honest with yourself about where you are. Be honest with yourself about what it takes to grow. Be honest with yourself of why you're not doing what you could be doing to move the needle forward. Honesty shows up in so many areas of your life. It's a huge part of your character. You know, I might not always say what others want to hear, but you better believe that I'm going to be honest with you because I care about you that much. I love helping other people succeed. I'm addicted to it. And most of the time, people don't see how they show up. We all have blind spots. So it's just being really, really honest. And you could like journal about it and really think about it. What steps can I take today to move that needle forward and become an honest person? A winner. I love this. Like a winner. Like we were all born winners. We were born to win. But winning is a mental state. You become a winner when you develop a winning mindset. You're not just going to wake up and be like, I'm a winner. No, we're not playing bingo here. Okay. We're leveling up our life. We're leveling up who we're meant to be. I love bingo, by the way. But becoming a winner, you need to show up that way right now. It requires thinking like a winner. So how many times do we have thoughts of like, I can't do it. What if I fail? What if I go for it? What if I get rejected? What if I get to a certain point and I don't meet the goal and I put in all this effort and it doesn't happen? Do you think that's a winning mindset? Do you think that's the way a winner thinks? So it's changing that mindset, right? It's talking like a winner. It's acting like a winner. And again, that's tied into winners are disciplined. Winners are positive. Winners focus on wealth, right? It's not always a monetary thing. It's like a win, right? So it's showing up like a winner. What does a winner look like to you? What qualities does a winner embody? What is their mindset? What is a winning mindset to you? How does a winner speak? How does a winner coach? How does a winner show up? Answer these questions, okay? And then show up like that right now because every step is bringing you closer. See yourself as winning. Know that you have what it takes to win. You must believe it to become it. We will never become who we don't believe we can be because every single thing starts with belief. Any winner you know believed that they could win before there was evidence of the win. Okay, next person I'm going to talk about, a forgiving person. You guys, we are all holding on to resentment. Let's let go of resentment. When we hold on to anger, it holds us back. Give other people grace. Hurt people hurt. And you know what's amazing? I think there's probably not a person on this planet that doesn't have some sort of resentment to something in their family, whether it's a, a parent, a child, a sibling, an aunt, an uncle, whatever. We all have it. And it's like, it's such a waste of time. We all hold grudges that live deep in our hearts. Again, we have one life and we don't want to leave this earth with any regrets. Next up is an urgent person. You know, urgent is if you have something on your to-do list, do it. Urgent is not putting off tomorrow what you could do today. Urgent is if you have five things that you know that you want to do today to move your business forward, don't procrastinate, right? Urgent is if you've made a decision to move your body, move your body. If you made a decision to grow your business, do it now. If you have 30 days to achieve a goal, why don't you test yourself and see if you could do it in 20? See if you could do yourself in 15. Urgent means creating urgency. And when you create urgency, you create fire, you create energy, you move something forward, you move your life forward, you move your business forward, you move your health forward. Most people, they're just not urgent. They put things off. Oh, you know what? I was going to do this. I'll do it tomorrow. I was going to pick up the phone and call that person. I'll do it next week. And again, that goes with commitment. It goes with discipline. It goes with wealth. They're all tied to being urgent. So what are you putting off? What are you procrastinating? What, when you think of something, how about now when you think of something, you just do it. If you think, oh my God, this person would be amazing, call them. Goes back to being a generous person. If, oh my gosh, I really want to send somebody a note of love or gratitude, or just do it. Do it. Just do it right now. If you have somebody on your mind, oh my gosh, I want to ask this person out, do it. Why are you going to wait till next week? If you have somebody that you think would be amazing in your business, tell them. Call them, because if you're thinking of them, somebody else is too. So urgency is tied to so many different things that when it comes to leveling up, but you want to become that person today, because an urgent person does more. An urgent person generally earns more. An urgent person usually has a more fulfilled life, because a lot of times we spend so much time thinking about what we need to do that we're not even enjoying being in the present moment. Like if you know that you want to work your business X amount of minutes or hours a day, why don't you just do that? So when you're with your loved ones, when you're with your person, you're not thinking about all the things that you should have been doing, right? That's how you could be fully present. So be urgent today. Do things today. And that's how you become an urgent person, okay? A thriving person. You know, thriving is such a... it's a big word, because we thrive when so many of our areas are in alignment, when we're sleeping well, when we're eating well, when we're living in our word, when we're doing affirmations, when we're doing a gratitude journal, when we're working our business, when we're in an amazing relationship, when we talk to others with kindness. That's how we thrive. A thriving person is such like a, it's a broad thing, but really think about what would thriving look like for you? Thriving for me is being obsessed and in love with my business, being obsessed and in love with my family, being able to afford to travel, being able to afford to be anywhere I want, when it's the most important, when I feel healthy, when I am healthy, when the people around me are healthy. So like to become a thriving person, you don't just wake up and become a thriving person. Number one, you have to fall in love with your life, and you want to intentionally create your life. Like what do you want your life to look like? Like how do you want to spend your days? Because if you're not spending your days today doing something that lights you on fire, I'm going to ask you why. You're not going to thrive in all areas of your life if what you're doing, you don't like. Most people get together and they complain about their life and they complain about their profession. Does your profession light you up? And if it doesn't, why are you doing it? Like, is it because you're earning money? Like, I get it. But why would you get so caught up earning a living that you're not designing a life? Like, figure out what you love and monetize it. For me, I had no idea that I'd be where I am right now in my life. But I did journal a lot. I knew that I wanted a thriving life. I wanted a life that I was in love with, a life that I was obsessed with, a family, all of it that I loved. But I knew that I had to start with me, because happiness is an inside job. You can't have a thriving life if you're like internally unhappy. Number one, you need to figure that out, okay? And so we're always a work in progress, but it's also tied to what we do. Like, what's going to bring you joy? What's going to bring you happiness? And so take steps every single day, because if you're living for Fridays, and dreading Mondays, you're not going to have a thriving life. Now, there's some people that are in the corporate world. They love it. They love it. They're like, oh my gosh, I love it. That wasn't me. I didn't love it. And I knew I was never going to have a thriving life making somebody else wealthy. Now, although I'm committed to helping others create success in their life and in their business, it wasn't going to happen for me in a corporate America job, okay? So you need to figure out what's going to help your life thrive and take deliberate and intentional steps every single day. A healthy person, how do you define health? How do you define health? And it's not always having, you know, like a six pack, okay? A healthy person is somebody to me that gets great sleep, a person that eats well. Now, I love to eat well, but not all the time. Yesterday, I didn't have the best day yesterday. And I went out to lunch with my brother and got a patty melt and sweet potato fries. Okay. And I rationalized it. So I'm like, patty is protein. And if you don't know what a patty melt is, it's like a burger with sauteed onions. It was on grilled rye bread. It was American cheese and had a side of sweet potato fries. And here's the thing. I used to beat myself up over stuff like that. I enjoyed every darn bite of it. Okay. And I don't feel unhealthy because I ate it. Like today I had a little bit of ground turkey with some sauteed onions, a little bit before I did this podcast. Then I'll have a shake and I'm going out to dinner with my daughter tonight. So decide your definition of health. What is your definition of health? Is it moving your body, sleeping well, journaling, affirmations, personal growth, reading? Because health is not just what you put in your body. It's what you're filling your mind with, what you fill your heart with. And every single day, you want to remove yourself from negativity. You want to remove yourself from toxic relationships. You want to maybe turn off the news and listen to a great podcast, which you guys already do that, okay? You want to just fill yourself up to become that healthy person. Becoming a healthy person is a deliberate decision, and you're not just going to become it without making those steps. And the last one I talk about is a visionary. You guys, a visionary it's so big. It's such a, do you know that every single one of us have the opportunity to be a visionary? All a vision is your imagination. It's your imagination. You get to create an image in your mind of what your life is going to look like, your business is going to look like, your relationships are going to look like. You get to create a vision. But here's the key. Are you holding that vision really high? And without a vision, you're just going to end up wandering through life, wandering, wondering, feeling really lost. If you don't know exactly what you're looking for in a person, you're going to settle every single time. If you don't know exactly what you're looking for in a quality of life, do you know what kind of home do you want? Do you want to travel? What do you want to be driving? How much money do you have in the bank? What vision? What does your business look like? What do you want to do for a living? What does your team look like? Like, what is your vision? And are you focusing on that every single day and holding it really, really high? A visionary is simply somebody who creates a vision in their mind. They build it every single day and they live it out. I don't know if you could Google it and find that. That's my definition of a visionary. Like, you're not just going to wake up one day and be a visionary. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't figure out how to become that person right now and show up like that person right now, you're never going to be a visionary. A visionary is simply a person who creates a vision in their mind and lives it out. So, you know, it's amazing. People are like, I'm not growing my business. Do you have a vision in your mind that your business is growing, right? Because you need to stay true to the vision. So I'm going to ask you again, and I'm going to repeat what I said at the beginning of this podcast. You need to get really real with yourself and dig deep. And I'm going to ask you again, what is shouting louder to you, your limits or your potential? And this is why vision is so important. You won't move past it until you can see past it. Without a vision of the person we want to become, we will settle. And let me tell you, friends, comfortable is a dangerous place to be. You have to catch a vision of you that will propel you forward and start showing up like that version of you right now. This is how you change. This is how you become who you are meant to be in the world. This is how you live out your God-given potential. So who are you going to show up as right now? I love you, friends.